Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night show. Yeah.
It's Moron Entertainment, sponsored by Ravinia. Let's go to Channel 9, where my fellow moron, Dean Richards, is standing by. That's a big day.
Ravinia.
That's a big day. This is a birthday of one of your favorite clowns.
Well, not really a clown.
Right. And I screwed that up, huh?
Not exactly.
Oh, it was Ray Rayner.
It was Ray Rayner, who's best known for the Ray Rayner morning show that he did.
That's my point.
Ray Rayner show. But he did play Oliver O'Oliver, who was a sidekick to Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, that's probably what I meant.
That's what you meant.
In all likelihood.
who told you who Ray Rayner was? I hear a John DeCoste laughing. That must be it.
No. Who brought it up? Somebody brought it up earlier when Nick was here. I don't remember.
Nick DiGiulio brought it up. But you actually brought it up. You said it was his birthday today.
Yeah.
He would have been
birthday.
100 years old today.
Yeah. How about that? You met him, right?
Many times. Many times. Very nice man. Very talented man.
Any stories you could tell on the air?
Nothing of significance. No crazy stories or anything like
Is
that.
Is the off-air stuff really good if people run into you?
He was just a very nice, affable, very nice man.
Dean, was his set the same place as Bozo Circus?
Yeah, Studio One.
Studio One?
Famous Studio One here where they did Bozo, where they did Garfield Goose. We have a big plaque on that studio now designating it a historic place because we can just designate stuff when you put a plaque on it.
If you get a chance to take a tour of Channel 9, and God knows you should, and you go through that first studio, it smells of clown. There's still some clown residue in there.
Of clown, it does.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. And by the way, it's Bring Your Own Big Shoes. That voice you heard was John DeCoste, who is an apprentice moron for Moron Entertainment.
I'm working extra on this, too.
I don't think anyone should take a deep breath like that when you say that.
No, you should just say thank you and be a moron.
Oh, I apologize. Thank you. Whatever.
Whatever. You know, I do have one. It's not like a scandalous celebrity story, but Ray Rayner was a fighter pilot during World War II. He was a B-17 navigator. He was shot down over France, and he spent 2.5 years as a prisoner of war.
I didn't know any of that.
During World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a war hero.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, what did he do before he got into television?
I don't know. I think he was pretty much in television the whole time.
Is that right?
He did the dance shows. He was a DJ.
It's just not your normal post-war path, you know what I mean?
Right. Normally, you don't go from a POW camp to hosting a Popeye's Firehouse show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. He did a morning TV show. He did several children's shows. But his biggest claim to fame is when he came to WGN in 1961. And he did. He was Oliver O'Oliver on the Bozo Show. He had his own. He hosted his own Dick Tracy show,
yep,
in which he was Sergeant Henry Pettibone, and they would show Dick Tracy cartoons and talk with a dog puppet. John, I want to say the dog's name was Tracer.
I think you're right. With the Sherlock Holmes hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you are right. And, it's weird. I just saw him, I think it's a clip on YouTube. He did weather like 20 years after that on NBC or something.
When he retired from WGN, he went to, I believe, Albuquerque. And he was a TV weatherman in his retirement.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite of all the clown people?
I have no favorites of them, Steve. I love them all equally.
Who's your least favorite, the one that was really difficult to work with?
I love them all equally.
Who's the biggest clown diva?
Well, that would be you.
Well done. Well done. Coming up, Bohemian Rhapsody, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Reunited and it feels... somebody stop me, really. Somebody jump in.
Would you be Peaches or would you be her?
Oh, I'm definitely Peaches. ASAP Rocky. For those of you who think this all sounds like a Rosetta Stone tape, these are actually stories. The number one movie of all time. And, you know, I've got my Swifties meeting. I'm in charge of the Western Suburbs Taylor Swift fan club, the Swifties. And I've got my Swifties meeting at my treehouse coming up. So we'll talk about that as well, all on the way.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 9.
825, Dean, we have a listener calling in with a Ray Rayner story.
Oh, good.
Bonnie, what's your Ray Rayner story?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just want to let you guys know, when you were talking about Ray Rayner and being in a prisoner of war camp,
mm-hmm.
he was part of the movie The Great Escape. That movie was a real-life story, and he was part of that situation.
Is that right?
Right.
Wow.
I'd heard
yes,
that.
Yes, that is true.
I did not know that.
I'm sorry?
I did not know that. You know, Dean was part of the movie Porky's. It's a totally different thing.
I don't like to brag.
Different story. Well, thank you, Bonnie. That's a good story. Thank you very much.
Wow.
So Great Escape, based on a true story, I guess, huh? Dean?
That's I had heard that story also, yes.
I'm trying to remember The Prisoner with a Duck, but I don't remember The Prisoner with a Duck.
I want to say, I thought I heard a story that the name of the camp, the prisoner of war camp that he was in, or somebody that he knew there, something, there was some Chelveston reference to some of that, and that was the name of the duck, his pet duck, Steve, that he had.
Oh, so that's why he tied it back in together.
On the show. Yeah.
Oh, very
you should have a pet duck.
Yeah, well, I did. I can't talk about it.
Delicious with orange sauce.
Well, there's no question. Bohemian Rhapsody, what do you got?
The video has now become the oldest song ever on YouTube to hit the 1 billion view mark.
All right, so let's wrap that around again one more time. It's the oldest song to hit the 1 billion view mark. In other words, a song from the 70s.
The song, the video, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen,
mm-hmm.
has been viewed a billion times. It's the oldest song to achieve that mark ever in the history of YouTube.
Wow. We've actually reached a point where we're citing YouTube records and stuff, huh?
It's the world that we kids live in, Steve.
No doubt about it.
We kids, we love it.
What's this Matt Damon, Ben Affleck situation?
They are reunited. It's been 22 years since they've worked together.
22 years? What was the last movie?
And the movie that they're writing a movie together.
What was the last movie they were in together?
Good Will Hunting.
That's the only movie they did?
I believe so, yeah.
You like apples? How about these apples?
Wow.
Well, that's interesting. What's this new movie?
They're adapting a novel that's called The Last Duel.
Okay.
So they're writing it. Ridley Scott will direct it, and they will star in it.
Think it's any good? Why don't you pre-review it? Why don't you start a new thing where you pre-review movies?
I was captivated by it.
Or?
Much better than the prequel.
You should do a multiple choice review. I either loved it, didn't love it, or wished I hadn't seen it.
Now, if you listen to most critics, that's you know pretty much how they do
kinda,
their reviews anyway.
That way?
Yeah.
You want to trash any of them, or are you good?
Not today.
Okay.
When you hear me trash someone, you'll know that's my last day.
A$AP Rocky is a rapper.
He is.
And his mother is now speaking out. Is she A$AP Mommy?
A$AP Mom is very upset about her A$AP son,
mm-hmm.
Who's in jail in Sweden. He and some of his peeps got arrested there. They got into a fight. They say it was self-defense, but Swedish prosecutors there are investigating. And yesterday, what happened was the guy who, according to videos that were shot of this, the guy who appears to have started the fight got released by police. But A$AP Rocky and his people are still in jail. A$AP's mother got involved yesterday. She spoke out to TMZ saying that she thinks that this is completely a race issue.
Hmm.
Prosecutors there are giving till Thursday to either press charges or let them go. As I told you yesterday, President Trump got involved at the bequest.
Being a big A$AP Rocky fan.
Right. The Secretary of Rappers that we now have mm-hmm. in our government, Kanye mm-hmm. West, called the president directly and asked him to intervene in this. And the Swedish Prime Minister told him that he doesn't get involved in their judicial system.
Kanye West also said, get him out as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, because it's ASAP Rocky.
Oh, I didn't put that together.
No, I didn't think he did. I have to say that, you know, I don't get a chance to say positive things about the president very often, but I think we all remember when he stood up for Millie and Vanilli when we found out the truth. All right, what's this all-time best movie, most money at the box office controversy?
Yesterday, I told you that the Avengers Endgame movie became the biggest box office movie of all time, made the most money of any movie. It surpassed Avatar and Titanic over the weekend, taking in $2.8 billion. So people ask me all the time, are there other movies with today's money, if box office numbers were adjusted for inflation, what would actually be the number one movie? And somebody did that yesterday, and it turns out that it would be Gone with the Wind that still would be the number one movie. It came out in 1939 and still would be the number one movie. It has taken in inflation adjusted $3.4 billion.
How about that?
Like way past Avengers, Avatar, Star Wars, you name it.
Pardon the stupid question, but did Vivian Leigh make a lot more movies after that, big movies? I know she had a lot of personal issues.
Not big movies like that. She was in some movies after that, but, you know, nothing compared to Gone with the Wind.
And isn't one of the actresses still alive?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Olivia de Havilland.
Olivia de Havilland. She's 101, 102. Yeah. I think she's still alive.
She is. She's in her
100s. Bring her on. There she is right now.
Well, give her time. This is not exactly ASAP Rocky. She's 102.
She played Melanie.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sweet one.
Big controversy about this film now. Has been pulled from a number of film festivals because of what people are describing as racial insensitivity in the movie.
In Gone with the Wind.
Well, it's set in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of racial insensitivity in the 1860s.
Yeah, so I think people are concerned with the demeaning way in which black people were dealt with in the movie. Again, it was
history.
Set during the Civil War.
Yeah.
But that black people are called darkies. And I mean, there's
that's definitely the worst part of what happened to black people in the 1800s. People have lost their minds. What's the Taylor Swift story?
Taylor Swift her fans actually are in the news. Kamala Harris appeared at a fundraiser with the music mogul Scooter Braun over the weekend. He's Justin Bieber's, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry's managers. He handles all of them. And he held a big fundraiser for Kamala Harris, who has set off outrage on the part of you Swifties, you Taylor Swift fans.
Like me.
Because Taylor Swift, a couple of weeks ago, slammed this guy, Scooter Braun, because he purchased her early music library. It somehow was available. He purchased it. Taylor Swift didn't like it. Spoke very begrudgingly against this guy.
So she doesn't think Kamala Harris should be hanging out
by means of association. Taylor Swift hasn't said anything about this.
No.
But the fans are, been making a lot of noise on social media against Kamala Harris because she has aligned herself with an enemy of Taylor Swift.
Well, I remember during the debate when Kamala Harris said there was a little girl who was riding on a bus listening to Taylor Swift, and that little girl was me. And I'm going, how could that be? You're 50. That doesn't even make sense. The math doesn't even work out.
And she sat on that bus looking out the window with sad eyes. Haters gonna hate.
Exactly. The world's lost its mind, and we cover it daily on Moron Entertainment. How are things at Channel 9 today? Everybody okay?
I got a text, Steve, regarding our Ray Rayner conversation, who would have been 100 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that he was in the movie that we were talking about a couple of minutes ago. He was not actually in the movie, but the Great Escape was based on his actual situation that they made a movie on. He was actually not in the motion picture. He was a POW on which the movie was based.
And I got a helpful texter as well that said Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck did Dogma 2 years after Good Will Hunting.
Well, that would explain why nobody knows it.
Bye now.